Today's Mass is being offered for the pose of the soul of Simon and Petrita Serrano and Bobby Serrano. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever heard anybody say, I just got to speak my truth? Have you ever heard anybody say, I have to stand in my truth? Have you heard people say things like this before? These statements are from people who are either ignorant or actively working, not for God, but for the evil one. For these are statements which come from the evil one himself. The reason why Satan fell from heaven is because he wished to stand in his truth. He wished to speak his truth, but not what our gospel speaks about, which is the truth. In that last line of this gospel passage, John 3:21, he says, whoever lives in the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Everyone who says, I just have to speak my truth, is saying that whatever it is that's going wrong with them, they're comfortable with. And they want to boldly proclaim things which should be shameful to do so in the light of he who is the truth. It says here that this is the verdict, that the light came into the world. We can say that the truth came into the world, but people preferred their darkness to light, or preferred their truth as opposed to the truth, because their works were evil. It says, for everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light because they wish to stay in their darkness, or we could say to stand in their truth, so that their works, their evil, their darkness might not be exposed. Our Lord calls us out of darkness so that we might come into his wonderful light. And that is why our Lord gives us this passage, which isn't just the consoling that God so loves the world, yes, he does, to give his only son so that they may live not in their truth, but in his truth. And so it is imperative for you and I, whenever we hear these words, particularly if they're from good people who might be in our families or among our friends, to rebuke that statement, to point where that statement really comes from, not from the mouth of God or anything which is good, but from he who has opposed God from the beginning. And therefore, beseech our brothers and sisters not to live within their truth, but to live in the one truth, which is Christ himself. And there's a consoling message in this as well, not just one of rebuke and convert, but rather one of great joy, because God indeed does love the world. He loves them so much that he doesn't wish them to remain within darkness. And that includes you and I, who so many times give into lies about ourselves, or lies about the world, or lies about his holy Catholic Church, his instrument of salvation for the world. God indeed has so loved the world, and many souls can't believe that they are loved by God. And so in their shame, they shriek back into their own truth, because that makes it easier for them to go forward rather than to step in the uncomfortable light of God's presence. They think that they are unworthy of God's divine love because they are poor. They don't consider that his goodness loves and does good to all without distinction, without seeing whether they're worthy of it, whether they merit it on their own. If God did not wish to be known, then none would be able to find him. But God desires to be known, and that is the great thing of this passage of Scripture, that God does want to be known. And so we can be sure that no one would ever be disheartened or would doubt the love of God if they would see that he is beckoning them toward his light. We could say toward his truth. There's a good spiritual writer of the last century. She died in 1960. Venerable Mary Magdalene of Jesus in the Eucharist. She was a passionist nun. She writes this. She says, let us never be guilty of this great ingratitude. That is, the ingratitude of believing that we can't come to God, that God doesn't want us, that we're unworthy of him. Continuing with her words, she says, ask him for greater love and fidelity, because you have great need of it in order to correspond to the great love that God has for you, which is more than sufficient for us to become saints. The greatest and most delicate secrets of divine love are those which the Lord works in the interior of souls, those whom he enables to understand these mysteries in his goodness. God does this with us. All good comes from God, and it comes only from God. He is also the light by which we recognize it and by which we receive it. She's speaking about God's truth, that we are to stand in his truth. We are to stand upon his word. We are to stand upon his ideas and not ours, which is often our way of saying, when we stand in our truth, that we wish to relish in our shame. Another scripture speaks about it in the gospel, quoting the Old Testament. He says, as a dog returns to his vomit, so a man returns to his sins. In another place, where the pig wishes to wallow in his own filth and relishes rolling around in the mud. Our Lord desires us to step forward into his light, which transforms everything. And so our venerable today, Mary Magdalene of Jesus in the Eucharist, this passionate nun, continues with these concluding words. She says, the Lord does not let me be preoccupied, even with my miseries and imperfections. In spite of all this, I feel that Jesus loves me, that he loves me very much and is pleased with my poor love. She says, some days ago I was painting some flowers, and he looked at me and asked for my love. And he seemed to say to me, I am the most beautiful flower. Look at me. And he took possession in that moment of my heart and my mind and my will. And he said to me, I am the master of your entire being. And he made me experience it. Then the mysteries of love begin. Jesus lives in me, even with all of my defects. If you're looking for a truth to speak today, if you're looking for a truth to stand in here on this day, these are the truths to stand in. The truths that even with all your defects, even those things which are so shameful about yourself that you fear to be exposed to the light, that our Lord's love still seeks you out. And he says, even in your own unworthiness, raise your eyes, look up. I'm the most beautiful flower for you to contemplate. That I'm the one who's looking back at you. And isn't that what we do each and every time we come to adoration? One of the greatest gifts that the church has. And a privilege which you have here within your own parish. Even if you didn't come early for adoration, our Lord shows himself again here in this Eucharist. Ask him for the grace as he is lifted up on high to rather than stand in your truth, which is indeed your shame, ask him for the grace to stand in his truth, which recognizes even your defects and wishes to bring you out of them into his glorious light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.